privilege to be here this morning, and I have to say I have really enjoyed the program, the singing and the reciting of the verses, and it's wonderful to hear what the theme of all your singing has been. It's been about the Lord Jesus, and that's the best thing you sing about, it's the best thing you think about, it's the best thing you can speak about, and it's the only thing that you need to know in order to be ready for heaven and eternity, to know the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Saviour. And I trust and pray that each and every boy and girl who stood here, and young person who stood in this pulpit today and down in the platform, will know the one that they've been singing about. And when you're young in life, you'll trust him. Ask him into your life to be your Saviour and to be your Lord, for nothing else matters. That's all that matters in this life, is that we know the Lord Jesus as our Saviour, and we're ready to meet him one day in heaven. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to bless us as we bring the message this morning. So every head bowed and every eye closed, and let's ask the Lord to speak to us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the service which has taken place already. We thank you for every boy and girl and every young person who stood up when they've spoken and they've sung about the Lord Jesus. We thank you for that wonderful thing. We thank you for one who so loved this world that he gave himself upon a cross. Thank you, Lord, that it's possible for men and women and boys and girls to be saved today through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, as we consider your word today, that you'll write it upon hearts. We pray your Holy Spirit will speak clearly. And Lord, if there are those in this meeting this morning who are not saved, we pray you'll draw them unto yourself. Encourage those who are thy own children this morning. Help us, Lord, even to hear the voice of God. And Lord, even strengthen us as we sit in thy house today. I pray, Lord, you'll empty me of self and of sin this morning. Fill me with God, the Holy Spirit. And Lord, may we have a blessed time in the presence of God. For we ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name, for his glory alone. Amen. Now, I have something with me this morning to show you. And I'm going to let you guess what it is. Okay, I'm going to give you some clues. And I want boys and girls to try and guess what is in my box this morning, okay? First clue. It's alive. No. Excellent, yes. No, it's not a mouse. I don't think I'd be holding this box if it was a mouse. Okay, I'll give you another clue. It's got a leathery skin. Yes. No, no. No? Good clue, or guesses? No. Okay. Come in all different colours, but this one is blue. No? No, that's an excellent answer, excellent. I would say everybody here has one at home. No. A lot of countries in the world don't like these, and they try to keep them out of the country. No. Right, any adults to help us? Anybody thinking outside the box? Excellent, well done. Okay. Did you hear the answer? No, it's a Bible. And you're all looking at me as if I'm silly. Right, let me explain my clues. I said it was living. It is alive. Do you know what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And that word quick means living. And the Bible this morning is a living book. It is just as real as you and me sitting here. It is just as alive. You know why? Because this book is the word of God. The eternal God who is alive forevermore. This is more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. Do you know there's people who are going about today trying to get news to print in tomorrow's newspaper? This Bible's more up to date than that. It tells you about the future. It tells you all about you. It tells you all about the past. Everything you need to know is in the Word of God. It's God speaks through His Word. That's why we come to church. That's why we come to Sunday school. That's why we come to children's meeting and to youth fellowship. To hear God speak through His Word. And what a wonderful thing it is whenever God speaks through His Word. And this morning, for a few moments, as we conclude our meeting, I want to think about some of the pictures of the Word of God. What the Word of God is likened onto. The first thing that the Word of God is like is one of these. A letter. The Word of God really is a letter. And I love to receive post, I love to receive mail, provided, of course, it doesn't have a little window here and say bill on it. It's really nice to get it. And sometimes around your birthday when you open mail and money falls out, that's even more special, isn't it? This is the most precious letter you will ever receive because it's from God. It's God's letter to you and to me. It tells us all about God. It tells us all about His family, how to be a part of His family. It's a special message for you. God wants to communicate with men and women and boys and girls, and therefore He did it through His precious word, His letter to us this morning. Do you know there are many people who don't feel loved today? They don't feel as if anybody cares about them. They don't feel important. They don't feel as if anybody takes any interest. But God's word tells me that God loves every one of the people upon this earth. He knows the very number of hairs upon your head. He sees into your heart. He sees when you're happy. He sees when you're sad. But you know what is more important than that? He loves you even though you're a sinner. And in spite of your sin, He came to die on the cross that you could be freed from your sin. What a letter. What a wonderful message. You'll never get a greater letter than that. Here's a message from God that tells you you can be cleansed from your sin. You can have your sins taken away. You can be made right and righteous before God. The Word of God is a letter. But the Word of God also is something else. It is a lamp. And in Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now this torch hangs over the corner of my bed because about 4 years ago in September time there was a real bad storm and the lights went out. And I couldn't find my way about the house to find matches or candles or anything that would give me any light. And I said the next day when I'm going to get up, I'm going to buy a torch and hang it over the end of my bed because the light goes out. The lights go out in Castle Dawson quite often. Almost every time somebody sneezes, the lights go out in Castle Dawson. So I thought I should have this ready to lift so I could see where I am going. And that is exactly what the Bible is like. It's like a light. The Bible tells us that we're born into darkness. We can't see clearly. We can't see the things around us. We don't really know who we are. But the Bible gives us light. You see, it shows us exactly who we are. And whenever you come to read the Bible, the light of God's Word tells you that you're a sinner. And when you read the Bible, the light of God's Word shows us that God is holy. And when you read the Bible, it tells us and shows us that if you want to be where God is in heaven, then you must have your sins dealt with. That's what the light is for. And not only that, but the light shows us the pathway. If you're out at night and you want to see where you're going, especially in the countryside, you need a torch to see the pathway. Otherwise you'll trip and you'll stumble. And therefore the Bible also is that light to show us which way to walk as Christians. It shows us how to live for the Lord. It shows us the path that is safe, the path that the Lord Jesus has prepared for those who love Him. And then that reminds us that it's not only a lamp, but it is a roadmap. It's a guide. It's a guide. And here we have a map. A map is a very important thing. In 1 week's time, tomorrow week, I'm going to Australia for 2.5 months to work in a church out there. And the first thing I do as soon as I get into the town is I'm going to buy a map. Not that I'm very good at reading maps. When I was in Canada and I had this map, I was to go and meet somebody. They were living 45 minutes away from where I was staying, and I got into the car and I turned left at the end of the road and drove for 45 minutes and came to the outskirts of Toronto and realised something was wrong. You know what was wrong? I had the map upside down. And instead of turning left, I turned right. And I had to drive another 45 minutes back and an hour and a half, and I was back where I started. No further forward. It's important to read the map carefully, isn't it? But you know, God's word says Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And you see, whenever you follow God's way, and you obey God's commands, and you don't do the things that God forbids you to do, well then there's fullness of joy. And if you're saved this morning and walking with the Lord, you should be rejoicing. But you know what's sad? A lot of Christians are miserable this morning, and you know why? They're disobeying God's word. They're not walking in the path that God has told them. You see, some people think the Christian life is about, you know, dressing in black with a big long face and carrying a Bible. Christ came to give us life. To give us life abundant. The best life you can have in this world is when you give yourself to the Lord Jesus and you follow His way and His path. He's a plan for your life. Christian, this meeting, He's a plan for your life. And we do not know, but in our Sunday school here this morning, there could be a missionary, there could be a preacher, a Sunday school teacher. See, sometimes I believe we forget that if our church is going to go on, the preachers are sitting around Sunday school teachers' knees, aren't they? The elders of our churches in the years to come are now in the Sunday school. And therefore, it's good that they're coming to a place where they're hearing the Word of God and they're being trained up in the things of God. And I would urge you this morning, if you want to know the Lord Jesus and you want to know fullness of life and sins forgiven, then follow the path that God has in the precious Word. Not only does it tell us how to walk, but it tells us where to walk to. You see, there are two ways we can walk through this life. When we're born, we're walking towards hell. That's the reality. Because we're sinners, we're walking towards hell, that place of punishment. But the Bible tells us how we can walk toward heaven. It's not by coming to church. That's not the way to get to heaven. And it's not simply by reading your Bible. That's not the way to get to heaven. It's not by giving money into the plate. It's not by trying to be a good person or a nice person. The Bible says that Jesus told the people, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man, no woman, no boy or girl cometh unto the Father or cometh to heaven except through the Lord Jesus. And therefore this morning I want to ask you a question. Have you come by the Lord Jesus? What does it mean? That means, have you confessed your sin? Have you turned from your sin? Have you trusted Christ to be your Savior? To be your Lord? And are you walking in the way that He has told you to? I believe that the most of the problems that people have in life are because they're walking contrary to the Word of God. They're not obeying God's Word. Now, not only is it a letter, not only is it light and a roadmap, but it's also food. Now, I know this isn't the most substantial food, but it's just an illustration of something that you can eat. Bible says, how sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey in my mouth. Now, we all need food to grow. We need food to be healthy, and we need food to survive. And I would say if you skip breakfast this morning, you'll certainly not skip lunch. We need our food. We love our food. It's necessary and it's vital. You know what happens if you stop eating? Well then, if you're young, then you stop growing. And if you're already grown up and you stop eating, then your body starts to get weak. And it can't fight bacteria, and it can't fight diseases which will come against your body. It hasn't the strength or the energy to function the way it ought to. And therefore you start to become weak and tired and sick. Do you know that's exactly what it's like spiritually? The Word of God is the Christian's food. It's called milk, it's called meat, and it's called honey. And just like a newborn baby needs food in order to grow, so a new Christian needs the food, the good milk of the Word of God. It's vital. It's essential. And as you grow, then you can read more and more, and you can read books about the Bible, and you can start to understand more of what God is saying in His Word. And if you stop reading God's Word, then you stop growing as a Christian. And if you stop reading God's Word, then you start to get weak. And then when Satan tempts, then you fall more easily. And you give in to temptation when you stop reading your Bible. How sad it is to see weak Christians. You know, we can't do anything on our own strength. If we're saved, we can't reach another soul for the Saviour in our own strength. We can't stand up in church and sing even in our own strength. We can't testify. We can't preach. We can't live a life for the Lord Jesus in our own strength. But He's given us all the strength we need in His precious Word. He gives us His Holy Spirit. And that's why it's important to read God's Word and to know what His precious Word says to us. I wonder, have you fed upon the Word of God today? Great, you're in church, but have you had your breakfast this morning? Have you read God's Word before you came? I trust you have. Finally, I don't have one of these, but the Word of God is like a sword. A sword, it says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, if you're a Christian, the Bible tells us you're a soldier. You're in a battle. If you're saved, then you're in the army of God. And every army has an enemy. And the enemy of the child of God, of the Christian, is the devil. What's his desire? His desire is to destroy your life. The devil's desire is to ruin your life. The devil's desire is to destroy your testimony. But the Bible says we can defeat him. We can overcome him. You know how? By the Word of God. Whenever the Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, do you know what he did? He quoted Scripture. He quoted from the Old Testament. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. That's the Old Testament Scripture. And that's why we encourage you to learn verses of Scripture. To learn verses out of the Bible. So you can fight with the Word of God against Satan. For example, maybe you're going in to your mommy or your daddy's bedroom and you see maybe £5 sitting on the dresser. And your thought comes into your head, oh, you know, I'll just take that and go and treat myself at the shop. Nobody will miss it. It's not that much. The Christian, if they're reading their Bible, will know that the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. And you'll say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to obey His Word. That's fighting against the devil. That's saying no to temptation. But you need to know God's Word in order to do that. You need to read God's Word, see what He wants you to do. And then ask Him to give you the power and the strength to live for Him. We're almost through this morning, but before I finish, I want to ask a very simple question. What is the message of the Scriptures? What is the message of the Bible? And here we have it. Two verses I want to leave with you. First message is this, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And before you leave this meeting this morning, I want you to know the truth of this verse. Look what it says, all have sinned. That includes everyone. Everyone who's been born into this world has been born a sinner. From the preacher in the pulpit to the one sitting on the back seat this morning, all of us are included. We're born in sin, wanting to go our own way. We don't want God. We don't want heaven. We don't want His Word. We come short of the glory of God. We don't measure up to the standard that we need. We're not holy enough to get into heaven. We're sinners. And boys and girls, mums and dads, sinners, the Word of God tells us, will be punished for their sin in that awful place called hell. But there's another verse in the Bible, and praise God, that's not all the message we have. Look what it says. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We're lost in our sin. But the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, came to seek you and to save you. He came and died upon the cross of Calvary. And do you know when He was dying upon the cross, He died for sinners. He suffered hell and punishment upon the cross so that we wouldn't have to. And when I was 7 years old in Muckerfeld, I was in hospital for a little period of time. And one night I was lying on my bed, and about 20 past 10, October 1989, I realised that I was lost. I realised that I was a sinner. I'd gone to Sunday school just like you, and I'd gone to church, and I'd heard them speaking about sins and about sinners. I heard them speaking about the Lord Jesus dying on the cross. And I was only 7 years old, but I realised that night that the sinner that they spoke about was me. And I realised I wasn't ready to meet God. And I realised if I were to die, that I wasn't going to heaven to be with Him. But I also remember what I was taught, that Jesus died for sinners. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I simply, at the age of 7, I called on the Lord Jesus to save me. I asked Him to come into my heart. and ask Him to save me and take me to heaven to be with Him when I die. That's all I prayed. But the Bible tells us that the prayer of faith is to the saving of the soul. The Bible tells us that we need to become like little children and simply believe in everything that Christ has to say to us. And you know, that night I was saved. I was born again. I became a Christian. That means my sins were washed away. I'm ready for heaven. That's the message of the Bible. Prepare to meet God. And I want to ask you a question as I close this morning, and with this I'm through. Have you accepted God's word? I'm not asking you, do you agree that it's true? But I'm asking you, do you believe it? Are you resting upon it in faith? Have you turned from your sin? And have you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Saviour? We often say in the children's meeting, you need to turn from your sin and you need to trust Jesus. And friend, that's what you need to do this morning if you're not saved. Perhaps you're 4, 5, or 6 this morning. Perhaps in your 70s or your 80s this morning, whatever age you are, here's the message. You must be born again. You need to be saved. And perhaps this morning you can even come and trust Christ to be your Savior. If you want to speak to me after the meeting, come and do that. And I'd be glad to show you from God's Word how you can be saved, ready to meet God. That's the message of Scripture. And I trust the Lord will write it upon your heart even this day. Amen.